Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think the second half was better than the first half, but he had a spurt there where he's Chris Paul, and that'll lengthen itself out as he gets more legs under him and all that, but I thought it was very good.
That had to feel good for Mike D'Antoni last night, getting Chris Paul back from that hamstring injury. The Rockets come from behind. They had a bad first quarter.
They're down 15.
Orlando last night, and they managed to come from behind, and they get the win at home last night against the Orlando Magic, and now 29-20 on the season. And that's now 23 straight games for James Harden going over the 30-point mark. As you know, Rich, my big concern with Chris Paul coming back was that while it's nice to have Chris Paul back, especially for those 10 or 12 minutes that James Harden is off the floor, I was afraid it was going to infringe on James Harden's one-man wrecking crew that he's become.
Well, he had a somewhat quiet second half until the last minute or two of the game itself, and then he made a couple of big shots. But he got 40.
On 27 shots.
He wasn't really quiet at all, although a lot of it came in the first half. The lion's share of it came in the first half. And the streak of 30 or more continues at 23. But the other streak we've been marveling at, one that somehow drew some criticism of James Harden, finally came to an end as Kenneth Faried actually assisted on a James Harden bucket last night. Harden had scored 304 consecutive points over six games without the benefit of an assist from a teammate.
Yeah, good to see him really working it around last night.
That was a lot of fun, though. I went back and watched it late last night, and not the whole thing, but wanted to make sure I saw Chris Paul and how he looked, and he looked good.
He looked good. He looked good. He, the box score, nothing that overwhelms you. 25. To me, the biggest number is he played 25 minutes.
Absolutely.
So it wasn't anything. He was just getting his feet wet with just 10 or 12 minutes. 25 minutes, 12 points, 4 of 8 from the field, 5 rebounds, 6 assists.
But he was dishing and scoring, which is gigantic.
3 steals, so he was active. And honestly, we're doing a show on a Monday here. Really, the big Rocket story, other than Chris Paul coming back over the weekend, was the win on Friday against Kawhi Leonard and in the Toronto Raptors.
This is true.
A game that they made look a lot closer than it needed to at the end.
Yeah, another one of those where it looked like they were comfortably ahead, and then all of a sudden they kind of shot themselves in the foot.
They got to figure out these end-of-game situations.
Eric Gordon stepping out of bounds was not quite as mind-boggling, but almost as mind-boggling as a couple of nights before when P.J. Tucker acted like the basketball was radioactive.
Rich, it was only slightly less mind-boggling than Eric Gordon shooting the ball with 18 seconds left on the shot clock.
I don't know what,
and 20 seconds left on the game clock. Like a contested three. Like they
trying to draw a foul, Sean.
Yeah. What are you doing, man?
Pretty
nuts.
Doing?
Yeah. So, look, if there's anything the Rockets may need to work on, it's this end-of-game stuff. But they get two nice wins. And if I'm not mistaken, their next game is conveniently enough because they are the, I believe, if I can find it here, I think they play the New Orleans Pelicans next, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think in a couple of nights.
Yeah, and so
they're home for Anthony Davis.
Anthony
Davis, I'm not sure.
No, they're home.
Home for Anthony Davis.
They're home for Anthony Davis.
He's not going anywhere anytime soon.
But barring a trade.
Anyone who hasn't heard, we should mention what's gone down today.
That's the biggest story in the NBA today. Anthony Davis, his representation, Richard Paul, who
happens to be
LeBron James' agent.
Yeah,
yep.
Of course.
He has announced that Anthony Davis is not going to be signing an extension.
He's got 1 year left after this one on his contract. So this would be something that would, there's no way it's going to go into next season. But I don't think there's any way he gets dealt before the trade deadline because there's a couple of teams, the Celtics in particular, who aren't eligible to make a deal for Anthony Davis until the summertime. I got to believe Rich Paul's going to wait till after the draft. He's going to wait till a lot of things take place in this offseason and figure out what's the best available destination for Anthony Davis. Now, it's obviously on the Pelicans to trade him and come up with a satisfactory package, but they're not going to trade him anywhere he doesn't want to go, because then he'll just fly the coop as soon as he's
able to. Well, they'll trade him wherever they will give him the best offer. No one's going to give him an offer.
But what I'm saying is they're not going to trade him to the Nets.
Right.
Because the Nets are not where he wants to be, and he'll maybe go there, but then he'll be gone. So it's going to be somewhere where he's going to be there long term. And let's just say
unless it's a Kawhi Leonard situation, Rich, where someone thinks they can sell. I don't think it's going to happen that way. But
it's going to be the Lakers.
It's probably
he's going to play for the Lakers.
It probably is, but this isn't up to this is not up to Anthony Davis and Rich Paul.
It isn't, but it kind of is, because you know the Pelicans have to send him where he wants to go, or number one, I don't think they're going to get the package they want, and number two, he's not going to be there for that team.
Yeah, no, I think that's the big thing, is that whoever gets him presumably is going to want an extension. Again, Toronto traded for Kawhi Leonard on spec that they would be able to sell him on coming there, and who knows what happens, but yeah, this is a play by Rich Paul to get the Lakers off the pot and maybe get the Lakers to do a Godfather deal where the Celtics don't even get a chance to get involved in the mix. You know, because the Lakers have a lot of young assets. They got Kuzma. They got Lonzo Ball. They've got Josh Hart. They've got draft picks, you know, that they could trade, that they could send over to New Orleans. So there's always a reason for everything. And the reason Chris Paul is announcing this, I don't think it's out of the goodness of
his
heart. What did I say?
Chris.
Chris Paul. Rich Paul is announcing this is so that they can start to get the ball rolling, that New Orleans can start those conversations. He's got 1 year left. He is eligible for a Supermax extension after this year, where they basically rip up the last year and do a new big deal for him. And that's the reason, if you're wondering why he can't be traded to the Celtics till the summer, it's because they already have Kyrie Irving on their roster, who, under the Derrick Rose rule, takes up a huge percentage of the cap.
Right.
Davis also is a Rose rule guy. You can't have two Rose rule guys on the same roster. So NBA collective bargaining agreement is you need to take a college thesis or a college master's degree to learn it.
It's not often on the trade market somebody of his caliber becomes available.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about one of the top five or six players in the entire league.
It actually happens a lot in the NBA. Like, you go back and look at the All-Star team from 2 years ago, Rich. Half the guys are on different teams now.
This is true.
It never happens in the NFL. Quarterbacks never change teams. You got the franchise tag, left tackles, cornerbacks never. In the NBA, it happens all the time. Half the All-Stars from 2 years ago and 3 years ago, you go look at it, they're all on different teams now. You know, we're rattling off all these names. LeBron James, different team. Mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving, different team. Kawhi Leonard, different team. You know, even Paul George, OKC. That's another one that traded for Paul George on spec, and they were able to sell him on staying there. So there are two examples of teams recently that made trades for guys with hopes that they could pitch to them. I know that everybody thinks he wants to go play for the Lakers, but everybody thought Paul George wanted to play for the Lakers too.
Yeah, I you're right.
And the chalk is he plays for the Lakers. I get it, but it's not a stone cold lock.
The Paul George thing is legit to bring up. But I just can't see Anthony Davis agreeing to stay with anyone long-term other than the Lakers.
I would have to see who they get traded to first. Like, OKC was a good team. It was a good situation.
I'm still amazed he's there.
Is it? I am, too.
I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
No, I am, too. Well, they're a pretty good team this year. They're a better team than the Lakers are. Rich, I think
Oklahoma City.
I understand. But it's also more money than he was going to get by just signing somewhere. And I think the experience of playing with LeBron James comes with a lot of bad that comes with the good. The good is you're always going to be on a good team. You're probably assuming he's healthy.
You're going to go to the finals almost every year.
Well, we'll see in the West now. If it was the East, you got to the finals every year. And we'll see. LeBron's finally showing a little bit of mortality with these injuries. But I don't know that LeBron's the easiest guy necessarily for certain personality types or playing styles to go play with. Let's face it, there's a lot of overlap with what Paul George does skill set wise with LeBron James.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis, not so much. He's a super versatile player, but he's a true big.
Right.
And LeBron's more of a LeBron does everything.
There was squawking earlier this season about tampering when LeBron talked about hypothetically how awesome it would be to be a teammate of Anthony Davis's, and I believe they were spotted at dinner together not that long ago. I think it almost feels like it's like the fix is in, that he's going there, especially with the Rich Paul connection.
It's so silly that they would even LeBron doesn't need to tamper to get Anthony Davis.
Right.
You just said it. They have the same agent.
And he didn't. He wasn't found guilty, but there was just people outraged
about
him discussing a hypothetical.
The people who are outraged, and I think understandably so, we're not in a city like this, what I'm about to say.
Don't they know who runs the league?
Well, here's the thing. I think the people, the owners and the players that get upset when guys like LeBron just openly campaign for all-star players to come to their town are owners and players that are in markets that are not necessarily the most desirable places to go play.
Yeah.
People are going to be talking about this like Giannis in a couple of years, and everybody in Milwaukee is going to get angry about it. When it comes to just the desirability of certain cities, it is a have and a have not kind of thing. We're lucky. We live in an NBA city that is a have city. I know it's not like historically to the league what maybe New York or Chicago or Boston necessarily
means.
But Houston is above the line of cities that NBA players want to go play, especially the way the team's constructed right now, because I think Chris Paul and James Harden are two guys that as long as their style fits, would like to be teammates with. New Orleans is not that. New Orleans, Rich, this just goes to show you how much one player can swing things in the NBA. Anthony Davis has his representation put out there. He doesn't want to be there anymore. There's odds up on Oddshark now about where the New Orleans Pelicans are going to move to in the next 2 years. Like that's how brittle, you know, and just how fragile some of these NBA teams and their relationships are with the city.
Yeah.
And what a week for New Orleans, right? They get jobbed out of the Super Bowl on a non-pass interference call, and now the best basketball player in the history of their city, I guess, maybe certainly in this iteration of New Orleans basketball,
yeah.
And I guess maybe Pete Maravich back in the day.
Chris Paul wasn't bad.
Chris Paul was pretty good too. But he's now announcing he doesn't want to be there anymore. It's a tough week to be a New Orleans sports fan.
You know, if I'm Anthony Davis, I get it. They've not been very good by and large since he's been there, with one or two exceptions. He's missed the playoffs a few times. If they're about 5 or 6 games under 500 right now. If I'm Anthony Davis, I'm thinking if I want to win a championship, I got to do what most of the other star players in this league have done in recent years, and that is partner with some other superstars to win one.
Yeah, I think in terms of superstars, he's a great big. He's a stat sheet stuffer. He's a guy where if Anthony Davis is your best player, there's a ceiling on what you can be because his game is not the all-encompassing game
right. Like
a James Harden or a LeBron James or, you know, and Steph's had great teammates, so it's tough to know exactly what a team where Steph Curry is the clear and cut lone star.
Yeah.
That would look like.
To think just last year.
But I do think Davis needs Davis, if he's going to win championships, needs help. He needs he needs a second star.
To think just last year he had DeMarcus Cousins as a teammate in New Orleans. And Cousins, by the way, is 4 games in Golden State, and a starting lineup of Cousins, Durant, Green, Steph, and Clay is just not fair. It's just not fair. And he's starting to look more like DeMarcus Cousins. He's still a little bit rusty, but oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What they could be by the postseason with a healthy DeMarcus Cousins, and that's the key, because we had talked about when he might get on the floor and how well recovered he might be from that Achilles, and he actually looks really good.
Yeah, he looks good. Only so many basketballs, and they still have no bench. So we'll wait and see how it goes. But,
it's not fair.
They basically swapped out Zaza Pachulia for DeMarcus Cousins. So I can sit here and try and get all granular about how this may not be the perfect fit for Boogie Cousins, but the fact is it may be a really good fit for him, getting low post touches, and he can shoot it from the outside also. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.